Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. What is it? What's your tagline? Hey, listen.
Come on, listen.
Listen. Oh, it's no hey.
No, no hey.
All right, let me redo it again, okay?
No, you're good. We can just leave that.
Listen.
Listen.
Justin Nunley is in the house, baby.
Middle name's Danger.
Justin Danger. And you got your face on your truck.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean,
yeah. Do all the bitches just chase after you when they see it's your face?
Yeah, I've got dents all down the side of them where women been grinding on it.
Yeah, you know? In that 6-hour drive on the way here, they knew you were coming on the...
I stopped at Bucky's and it was took a lot longer than expected.
Those Bucky's bitches get wild. Yeah, it's wild. They get loose.
Absolutely
I'm
insane.
A Bucky's bitch.
Yeah, saw that it's the beaver.
Yeah.
It's definitely the beaver.
Justin, I'm so happy to have you. How
Thanks
are you?
Thanks for having me on.
Dude, I'm happy for you to be here. I really don't. So I discovered you whenever we met you at the Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who? And Jay was like, how do you not know who? Because Jay was a huge, you know, fan. And he was like, how do you not know? My husband and I have completely different FYPs. Mm-hmm. So I got like the internet thoughts and the ass shakers and all the sexual shit. And he's got like all the comedians and like the funny shit. So when I met you, he's like, you don't know Justin? And I was like, no. And I went and I looked and I was like, this motherfucker's got hella following. I was like, how do I not know him? And then we did like a skit with you. And I was just like, he is so sweet. Like,
thank you.
We just loved your vibe.
That night blew my mind because I was there with Gary Lavox that night.
Yes.
And that
Daddy
was the first time.
Gary.
Yeah, that oh Gary. What'd you say?
Daddy Gary.
Daddy Gary.
Yeah.
He hates it when I call him Daddy.
I got everybody on the internet calling him and Chad Kroger, Daddy Chatty and Daddy Gary.
There you go. No, that night was kind of mind blowing. That was the first time that like Crystal, my wife, and kids had been backstage at the Opry. I'd been backstage once or twice before that. And I seen Jelly Roll walking down the hallway. Well, I had never met Jelly Roll. We had never interacted or anything. I didn't even know he knew who I was, mm-hmm. right? So Gary and my youngest son is right in front of me, and I'm kind of just back here looking like the entourage, you know, Gary's entourage, you know, all y'all rolled deep, you know, y'all pulled up in like a black Escalade and Jeeps and everything else, G-Wagons out here. So all of y'all rolled deep, right? It's just me and my boy Brent over here.
Yeah.
But he was walking down the hallway and he stopped to talk to Gary, and my youngest Blake was standing there. And after he got through talking to Gary, he looked up and he's like, holy shit, it's fucking Nunley. And I was like, dude knows who I am.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty cool. And we got to talking and we got tickled about it. Me and Crystal still laughed about it. Jelly was just dropping F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. And Crystal was standing right behind me with our oldest son. And I introduced him to because he had already met Blake, and I introduced him to Bryant. He's like, motherfucker, how you doing, everything? And then Jilly looks back at Crystal, and he's like, Mama, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cuss in front of him. He's like, I love you, motherfucker. And we I thought it was very funny.
That's my husband. We have no couth. We use the F word like Right. So if like there's a space that we can fit a cuss word in, we're going to do it. And we do it unintentionally. I didn't realize I did it so much until I was on Bussin' with the Boys podcast. And I was like, holy shit, I've got to calm it down. Like, it's a lot.
Listen, so. Did you know that they say that the more intelligent you are, the more you cuss?
Yes, I have heard that. But I'm just like,
I've met some dumb motherfuckers that cuss, though.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I was going to say, there's a few motherfuckers I've met that make me question that theory.
Right.
For
right.
sure. Well, I want to get to know all about you. I want to know like where you're from, what you've done even before you got on TikTok, because I think a lot of people that follow creators like us, mm-hmm. they just assume that we've just been online our whole lives and we didn't have a life before we became TikTok right. creators.
No, you actually don't have a life after you get online.
Literally.
Right? You know, like it's kind of crazy. Like you live and then when you're online, when everybody's seeing you, you really don't have that much of an outside life anymore.
Right.
So it's kind of funny how that works. I'm actually from North Alabama, a little town called Cherokee.
Aww.
Our graduating class was 69, I believe.
Wow.
So very, very small community. And it's still, I think it's even smaller now than it was when we graduated.
I would have never pinned you to be an Alabama boy.
Roll Tide.
I love that.
You know what the Alabama state motto is, don't you?
I have something about cousins.
The closer kin, the deeper in, baby. Roll Tide.
I'm stealing that. The closer kin, the deeper in.
The closer kin, the deeper in. And I can make fun of y'all because I'm one of y'all.
Motherfucker.
So don't come at me.
I'm stealing it. I'm going to fucking say that at a fucking family reunion or something. I'm just going to make it real weird. And we're not even from fucking Alabama.
One thing about you that I didn't realize is you used to be a hairstylist.
Oh, possibly.
Was you?
I went to beauty school, but I was a beauty school dropout.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I used to do nails. I mean, I'm kind of like my dad says, a jack of all trades, master of none.
Me too.
Yeah. So
that's the ADD in us.
Literally, I have done pretty much everything you can fucking think of. But the one thing I've always stuck with is social media. So like when MySpace came out, I had a following there, and then I was a webcam girl. I've always been in the sex industry. We won't get into mm-hmm. that, but you know, so I built my following being in the sex industry, and then met Jay, and we built our followings together, and now here we are. You know, so
I've never been in the sex industry.
I found some of your nudes online.
The reason why I asked that is yesterday I was getting my hair cut, right? Mm-hmm. And my hairstylist, her name's Khalees, shout out Khalees. She was like, listen, did you know that Bunny used to be a hairstylist? And I said, I didn't know that.
I love that.
So yeah. Beauty school dropout. Now you
I
know.
Love when I hear things about myself,
yeah.
you know?
Now you know.
I think it's awesome. But yeah, no, definitely beauty school dropout. All right, so let's take it back. You were born in the small town in Alabama, high school, 69 people, mm-hmm. graduate class. Mm-hmm. How was your relationship with your family growing up? You got brothers,
good,
you got
very
sisters.
Close family. Very, yeah. I come from a very close family. Not so much anymore, mm-hmm. right? That's kind of how life works.
Literally.
You get older and drift apart, and, mm-hmm. you know, your matriarchs and patriarchs pass away, and then mm-hmm. people just kind of, you know, there's not that glue that's holding them in no more. But, you know, I grew up in a very, you know, Southern religious household, so.
I love that. So did I.
But there wasn't really a whole lot of rules either, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like overbearing type thing, you know. Once I was able old enough to drive and everything, I got kicked out of high school. I wasn't able to go to high school my junior and senior year.
What
because
did you
I was
get kicked out?
Disruptive. I was a class clown.
Oh,
you know,
go
I was,
figure. You, Justin, could,
go figure.
Could never.
Well, I was always the most annoying person in a room trying to get people to laugh.
Aww.
Right, and so that's where I finally figured out how to make people laugh, mm-hmm. and. Yeah, here we are.
Is that how you were in your family too? Like, were you like always trying to make everybody in your family laugh?
Yeah,
so it just
yeah.
kind of, I can't believe they kicked you out for trying to be a class clown.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I was always into something,
right.
nothing ever criminal, nothing they could ever like pin. So I got kicked out. So what they wound up doing was they said, you can't come back here no more, right? You mm-hmm. can still play sports and everything, but we're going to send a teacher to your house,
mm.
right? For a 16, 17 year old boy, like, I'm like, let's go, because they're only coming to my house like 2 hours a day, three times a week.
Right.
I'm out frolicking, doing whatever the rest of that time. So
I love a good frolic.
I love a frolic.
Me too. We need to go frolic after
we
this.
We should go frolic.
That's a good TikTok.
Like that antique store?
I mean, down
girl,
the street.
You give me an Adderall and put me in an antique store, I am there for hours. I am
really?
Looking at, I love
just
it.
Just zeroing in on the dust.
Oh, I'm just like, just 1,000-yard stare at everything I see.
I love that. Yeah. I actually do love antiques. I grew up collecting them, but I haven't gone to any antique stores as an older lady.
You ever been to flea market?
I have. We have a bunch of them in Vegas. I love those. They're my
in
favorite.
Vegas, really? Mm-hmm. So I was thinking flea markets were more of a southern thing. Like around Ripley, Mississippi.
Yeah.
If you're ever around Ripley, I think, mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do it or not, but it was like third Saturday or something.
Yeah.
And it was like a giant flea market.
Where you can buy like pigs and fucking just
girl,
everything.
Girl, you can buy anything there. Shit, you can probably buy a damn wife if you wanted to.
I'm going. Well, damn it.
Speaking
we need a third.
Stuff, speaking of buying stuff, this road that my GPS had me come in to here, mm-hmm. right? I came off 65 and came here. Those houses, those are the biggest damn houses I've ever seen in my life. I don't even think, I hadn't seen houses that big since Beverly Hillbillies. And
oh,
I'm
wow.
pretty sure Jed Clampett would have been impressed by some of these houses around here.
Did he come by from Murfreesboro? No? Oh, so did you pass?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where we live.
Do not put in.
Yeah, just bleep it. So you got kicked out of high school, mm-hmm. and what do you do after that? You're just a 16-year-old boy who gets to see a teacher 2 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
Frolicking.
Just still frolicking.
Yeah, I joined a car and truck club.
Oh, nice.
It was called Twisted Nightmares, and our rival car and truck club called us the Twisted Nut Hairs, you know? Funny how things will stick with you after all these years, you know? You know who you are.
Yeah.
You know who you are. Look at me now.
Are you guys still friends? Are you friends with any of the rivals?
No, I haven't talked to any of them in a long time.
Gotcha.
I really haven't, which I moved away. I spent about 3 years working there after I graduated and working a lot of jobs. Like you said that you've had a lot of jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, I bet I got you beat.
Oh, that's, yeah, I've, listen.
I've got, I think I worked 21 jobs, fired from some of them, quit some of them, cut a guy's finger off at one of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to hear this story.
Well, it was my friend. I told the story on TikTok a while back. I don't think I went in detail with it, but my friend Adam Wimberly, shout out, dog.
old fingerless Al. Adam.
Right. We was working at the Burger King. You know, the BK Lounge, as Dane Cook calls it. And I was working the specialty sandwich thing with the chicken sandwiches and stuff, you know, just doing my thing.
Gourmet.
Slinging that chicken.
Love it.
Right? And he was working the front. They never put me on front, I guess, because they didn't think I was responsible enough.
They probably thought you were going to crack jokes all day.
Probably. Or just not take it serious at all, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he came walking through the kitchen area to go on his break, and he shot me a bird. So I am going to retaliate. Now, we're friends, right? So I grab a knife, right? Okay, now I think I'm 16, maybe, you know, 17 at the time. So the frontal lobe has not developed here, you know, of what could go wrong with me grabbing a knife, right? Mm-hmm. So I've always been kind of jumpy, like if you jump out and scare me or whatever.
I hate that.
Right, I've got this knife up like this right here, and I'm walking into the break room. And when I did, he had an empty cup, and he acts like he's going to throw it on me. And I go,
oh,
blood hit the ceiling.
Shit.
Yeah, it was, so he.
Did it get sewn back on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so he's
in the army.
He's not nubby.
I think he was like a sniper or something in the army.
Oh my God! What, with the finger or the nub?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, the finger.
Finger.
Yeah, they put it back on.
Oh
yeah.
God, isn't that crazy that you can fucking lose a limb and get it sewn back on?
It's insane.
Crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
You're a psychopath.
Yeah.
That your first instinct, he said, yeah, that your first instinct when somebody's going to throw something on you is to slice their finger off.
No, it was just a reaction. Like, he scared me, so I.
That's why I said you're a psychopath, because you didn't even think about that. You were just like, wah!
Maybe.
That's crazy. I like that. It's hot.
I mean, money's money.
I mean, you love that. Some girls like it. Now we know why the danger is in your middle name.
That's right, baby.
That's right, baby.
You know it.
All right. After you're chopping people's fingers off, what are you doing after that? Did they let you stay at work?
No. Oh, so the ending of that story was, it was a Friday night. It was very busy. Right. We shouldn't have been fucking around in the kitchen anyways.
Right.
We had too much stuff to do. And drive-thru's backed up. Now we've got to do without a finger. And somebody else having to carry him to the hospital. Why they didn't just call an ambulance, I don't know.
But they didn't want to pay that money.
So I went to the manager at the time, who I still know to this day. And
is
I
he
said,
still
hey,
managing BK?
Huh?
Is he still manager there?
No, she she wasn't. She's not. I don't know what she does now.
Okay.
I just see her at church when I go back home because they go to the same church now. Aww. But so it's Friday night. We had a a good sized crew. You know, we was ready to sling the BK burgers. And when I cut his finger off, I went to her. And of course, she was in panic mode because we've got all these customers waiting. Now we've got blood to clean up, you know, and it's a fucking circus, yeah. Right? And I said, "Am I going to get fired for this?" And she was like, "I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to the general manager." And I was like, "Oh, if that's the answer, I'm getting fired." I was like, "I quit," you know. So I walked out. Shitty move, right? I should have stayed. Once again, frontal lobe was not developed. I don't think it still is fully developed, but. I left and I don't know what happened that night, but I went to the hospital with him.
Yeah. You know, oh, okay. You know. Well, good. I was going to say, at least you hung in there with your friend.
I did. When he got discharged.
Yeah.
We went and tried to pick up hose.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. He probably used that as like a pickup line, right?
Oh, 100%.
Cut off and like, oh, feel sorry for me. Here, suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
They're not getting to second base, but, you know.
I mean, I went straight to third.
Right.
That's how my mind works.
There you go.
I'm like, here you go. Right. sorry. Justin's like, "What? I don't want to talk about sex at all." And I'm just over here making sexual innuendos.
No, I was just talking about baseball. What were you talking about?
So moving on from Burger King and car clubs and chopping people's fingers off. Yeah. What do you do in the small town in Alabama?
Like, so after I graduated, I wound up...
you did end up graduating.
I did graduate. Yes.
Amazing.
Yep. I didn't drop out of school. I'm just saying.
So good. Us dropouts, we're a different breed.
No, so once I graduated, I worked steel building construction. I'm telling you, I've worked a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, Burger King, Piggly Wiggly, worked for a landscaping company. So after I graduated, I worked for steel building construction.
Mm-hmm.
Animal shelter. I was an animal enforcement officer. I look like, I was fat. Okay. Not judging anybody that's got a few extra pounds, but look, I look like Farva in this uniform. Like, I will have to send you a picture of it.
I got to see it.
I'll send it to you.
Please
maybe
send
y'all
it to us so we can put it up. Yeah.
So, I wanted to be a cop.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a police officer. Right.
That's why you and Udi get along.
Right. Well, we don't get along. I just tolerate him.
I mean, does anybody ever get along with Udi?
Udi's great people.
He's a sweetie pie.
Awesome guy. Mm. Awesome guy. I worked at a police department for a little while, working dispatch, and went and did ride-alongs like every Friday night and Saturday night. So, got my real job and been doing that for 18 years now.
So let's talk about it, because you've never really publicly spoken about this. And I think it's like so admirable and fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Let's drop this little gem of knowledge on everybody.
So I have been active duty Air Force for the past 18 years.
Aww, so I love that.
I've got two more years until I can retire from active duty. A lot of people are gonna get in the comment section and talk about the beard. I've got a medical condition, right? It doesn't let me shave every day because of skin or whatever.
So you're not allowed to have beards in the Air Force? I didn't know.
No, in the military, no, unless you've got like a religious waiver, a medical waiver or something.
Okay, I never knew that. I think that's so admirable. Why have you kept that hidden from everybody? From crash diets to fad diets, injections, and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny. We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on, like going out instead of staying in or eating fast food instead of cooking at home. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist, and these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. I know the next time I need a doctor, I'm definitely logging on to ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E, and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E, ZocDoc.com/bunny.
Because I wanted to get my following based off my personality and not my profession.
Right.
You know, because my profession's not always going to be there.
Right.
It's going to be gone in 2 years, you know. I started to get out not too long ago at 18 years and get no pension, no medical benefits or anything. And I had already signed the paperwork to get out. And I woke up at 3 a.m. on a random, like, Wednesday night. Mm. In a panic attack. Aww. And I was like, I don't think I can do this. Like, am I making a bad decision? And I woke Crystal up and she's like, why in the hell are you waking me up at 3 a.m.? I was like,
We need our beauty sleep.
Yeah. I was like, I think I'm fucking up. Like, should I get out? Should I stay in? And she's always been very supportive. She's like, whatever you think, you know, whatever you think, I'm behind you. You know, I got your back and everything. And, I wound up at 3:30 a.m. sending an email to my commander and pulling the paperwork back. So I'm going to do my,
well, we appreciate
my
you.
Last 2 years. It's a struggle though.
Yeah.
Balancing everything because, like, I mean, I've still got all those responsibilities over there. And then, as you know, the online stuff is very time consuming.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's basically like I have 3 full-time jobs because I've still got, family. I've got 2 kids. I've got a 9-year-old and a, 13-year-old. So,
let's rewind because we're going to dive into some more of those highlights in a second. But what made you get into the Air Force? Were you just kind of like looking for somewhere to belong?
I don't know.
Yeah.
People.
Nobody in your family was in the Air Force or anything?
My
like
granddad
that?
Was, but okay. That wasn't like a driving factor of why, right, I went in. My mm-hmm. One of my granddads was in the Air Force. The other one was in the Army. My granddad that was in the Air Force served during peacetime. He didn't get deployed or anything. My other grandfather fought in the Korean War. But none of that was like, it wasn't ever like expected. Like, I'm the only one in my family that joined the military.
Gotcha.
For what reason? I don't know. I still don't know. I just walked into a recruiter's office one day, maybe just lost, not knowing what I'm going to do.
Looking for somewhere to belong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I went in the delayed entry program, And a few months later, I was in San Antonio, Texas at basic training.
Oh my gosh. Was that like a shock to you? Like, cause you were like kind of like a free bird.
Well, I was 21 when I went in. Mm-hmm. Right. So I had kind of lived a little bit, mm-hmm. Looking back now, I was still a baby. I had no clue what I was doing.
People get mad at me for saying that, but when you're 21, you're literally 2 years away from being a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, you're a baby.
If you think you have it figured out at 21,
yeah.
You don't.
No, absolutely.
You ain't got a clue.
Couldn't agree more.
It was a shock. It really was. Just for the simple fact that, I had grew up in a very small town. Mm-hmm. Okay. like I said, graduating class of 69. Yeah. So the same people that I went to kindergarten with were the same people I graduated with. There wasn't a lot of turnover there or anything.
Right.
So like you only know like, you know, basically a handful of people your entire life. And now you're through into, you know, this, you know, melting pot of, you know, different cultures, different backgrounds, yeah. you know, and it was weird, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
what was your first day of like basic training like? Like, was it, do they start screaming at you from the get go and like trying to whip you into shape?
No, yeah, they're like nice.
Ah.
Like, so they don't yell at you. It's awesome. Air Force. Okay. Right. So there's going to be the comment section going. The Marines do, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
But like the Air Force, like the first like night you get there and everything, mm-hmm. like they're stern.
Yeah. Right?
And but it's real chill. And we got our plane flew in late, so they let us actually sleep in the first day.
Aww.
So when I woke up, it was already sunlight outside, and I was like, this basic training thing ain't gonna be so bad after all, right? They let us sleep in, cooked us a late breakfast, right, and everything. Yeah. I guess, it, you know, looking back now, like they had to let us get a certain amount of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that second day, though.
That's when they were like, it's real life, baby, let's go.
Yeah, and it's all about, you know, it's all about building that structure.
Right.
You know, basically... letting you know that you don't know shit about what's going on.
Right.
And just relying on them for everything.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was good.
He said it was good.
I wouldn't want to do it again.
Yeah.
But it was a good experience.
Are you happy that you decided to serve and that like has molded your life in some way?
Yeah.
Is that question fair? I don't know if that's ever fair to ask somebody who's served our country because.
Yeah, I wouldn't know any other way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing it for 18 years now.
Yeah.
So, like...
That's a long time. That's a marriage.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is insane. Yeah, I would say so, because the experiences that I've gotten and the places that I've seen, the places that I've gone, I wouldn't have got to do any of that.
Yeah.
Had I not been in the military. Like, some of the stuff that my parents have gotten to do.
Yeah.
You know, because my parents grew up, they're in the same town. They still live in the same town. Like I grew up in the same house that my parents still live in today.
Right.
You know, so like, I think it's been really good for me and my immediate family and then my extended family, because they've gotten to do a lot of stuff that they wouldn't have got to do either.
Yeah.
And then the friends you've made along the way, you know,
absolutely.
I mean, those people.
And the lessons you've learned and just mm-hmm. the structure that, you know, obviously you needed in your life too.
Needed it bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So I just said something about marriage. Let's talk about marriage. Mm-hmm. When did you meet Crystal?
I think I was maybe four mm-hmm. and she was eight. So not even joking. We grew up in the same church.
Really?
Yeah. Growing up. I don't really know exactly those ages or whatever. I've known Crystal for...
Wow.
As long as I can remember.
Aww.
Now, she's 4 years older than me. She's old.
Old. Don't you ever say that about her.
we never, like, I always joke. I'm like, yeah, she knew she wanted me, you know, back in the youth group and everything. She's like, no, I did not. You know, because I was always a disruptive guy.
Yeah.
And after I'd been in the Air Force for a couple of years or whatever, my mom decided to play matchmaker.
So you guys met at church? Mm-hmm. You guys didn't like go to school together or anything mm-hmm. like that? Aww. Mm-hmm. I love that. You mm-hmm. have a lot of old fashioned family values instilled in you mm-hmm. for being as kind of like, I don't want to say crazy, but kind of like off the wall as you are online. Mm-hmm. Like you really are kind of like just a down home boy.
Yeah. At heart. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was raised with like very like, mm-hmm. you know, those Christian values,
know,
I still go to church, you know,
and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's amazing. Mm-hmm. We need more men like that in the mm-hmm. world, especially nowadays and all this online shit. So you guys met when you were 4 or 8. And mm-hmm. then after you had been in the Air Force, mm-hmm. mom decided to play matchmaker. Take mm-hmm. me on that ride.
So mom decided to play matchmaker and, I was in, Qatar. I was deployed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, mom said, hey, I gave, you know, Crystal Taylor your mailing address or whatever. And she sent me a couple letters. I sent her a couple back. We emailed a little bit. And this was back during MySpace days. This was before, right. you know, Facebook or anything like that. And it's weird how far technology has come.
Insane. I miss MySpace, to tell you the truth. It was like so simple, and like Tom was everybody's friend.
I read a stat the other day that it was kind of weird that like how many people still visit MySpace every month, how many hits it gets a month. Like, it's insane.
Is the platform still up?
Yeah.
Wow. I need to go see if my old profile's still up.
It
Doll
still
parts.
Gets a lot of hits. Yeah.
What was your name on MySpace?
Hell if I know.
You don't remember? Uh-uh. I remember it all. How do I remember all that shit?
I don't remember anything. Like, these past, 2-3 years has been a whirlwind for me.
Crazy. Well, let's talk about Crystal real quick, and then we'll get into your whole TikTok thing.
To Crystal. Yeah. Like, I tried to pull her off of it, Crystal. You know?
So you guys met. She started emailing you and writing you and all that stuff. When did you guys?
She's like a cougar. Just ready to pounce.
Oh, I love them cougars. Those are my peeps. I love a good cougar.
Yeah.
So she pretty much just wanted you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wanted it.
It was
bad.
Like animal magnetism.
Yeah, bad. we emailed, wrote back and forth or whatever. And then when I came back from deployment, I took her out, right? And funny enough, like the first date, I know this sounds crazy as hell, but I'm not, I promise. I told her on the first date, I was like, I'm gonna marry you. You
Justin,
know?
We know you're crazy. You chopped the motherfucker's finger off, you know? Wrong, so yeah.
So 6 months later, we were married.
Aww. Yeah. And you just had that you just knew. You went on the first date, and you were just like, I'm going to marry you, and you're my bitch.
Yeah.
I love that.
Did you hear?
I love that. Now you guys have two kids?
Two kids. We've got a 9-year-old and a 13-year-old.
Yeah, we got to meet them at the Opry that one night. Yep. They're sweethearts. Your whole family is just so sweet.
Brian is a lot like Crystal. Crystal's very quiet, shy, and reserved, right? So my oldest is just like her, looks just like me. The youngest acts just like me. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to check him in public all the time. Like, he is.
He's
wild.
Your karma.
It's bad.
It's okay. Like,
no, he's a good kid. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. He's very tenderhearted, very good kid. Mm-hmm. But, he has not learned there's a time to and a time not to. Like, this is, you know... At the funeral is not a good time to be cracking wiener jokes. You know, that
my kind of guy. Yeah. He can come hang out anytime.
I'm telling you, no, you'd be ready to get him back. Blake's wild.
Aww.
Him and Blake and Gary are big buddies.
Oh, yeah. Gary, Daddy Gary. I'm trying to get Daddy Gary on the podcast. I think he's scared.
Is he?
He might be.
Well, maybe after he sees this, he might change his mind.
I hope so.
I'll put in a good word.
I'll be gentle with him. I've been trying to do more country music artists so that he'll trust me. I'm trying to lure him in slowly.
Yeah, it's
get him into my lair.
No, just leave a trail, like a Hansel and Gretel trail of like what is it? Is it Skull? What is it he dips? It's I forget what it,
Daddy Gary.
It's like
dips?
Even a cheaper off brand Skull.
I'll get it.
Yeah,
that's a TikTok. Just trying to lure in Daddy Gary. That'd be hilarious. So speaking of TikTok. You have a massive following on TikTok. How many followers?
I don't know.
How do you not know? I know what mine are.
I think maybe 6.2, 6.3, 6, huh? 6.5? I don't know.
That's a lot.
I don't know.
It's a lot of people that are tuning into you, buddy.
I think it's over 10 million total online.
Yeah. Take me on this journey.
I don't know. I don't have a damn clue what I'm doing. Okay?
You're genuine and you're funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's, well, and that's scary in itself in 2023, trying to be a comedian in
everybody 2023. Comedian.
Shit, I don't know what I can and can't say anymore.
Yeah, everybody's
I'm confused
fucking
as
offended.
Hell.
Yeah, everybody gets offended. I get in trouble for shit I say.
I don't even care about those people anymore.
Yeah,
you know, can't. People that are perpetually offended over everything.
Yeah.
Listen, one of my really good friends, I'm not going to name drop him. You probably know him very well, right? But I called him one time and I was like, bro, I was like, they're starting to get to me, right? And ever since he told me this, they have never gotten to me again.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, just remember this, offense can only be taken, it cannot be given.
Mm.
If they are offended by something that you said and your intent was, you know, to make others laugh and happy, that's not your problem, that's theirs.
Yeah.
Right? And ever since then, that's kind of what I've adopted. If I say something in my everything that I have ever said or done online, right, I have always done to try to make others laugh and happy. People are struggling.
You do it with a pure heart. You do it with good intention.
Yeah. So and you and Jelly know this because y'all see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, People are struggling. People have a rough time.
Yeah.
You know, people.
There's enough sadness in the world. Like, can we fucking all collectively have a smile?
Yeah.
Like, is that so
bad?
Stop
coming after people that are trying to make others happy.
Literally.
You know, I mean, there's plenty of shitty people you can go after. Go after them. Go waste your. Because I'm not going to give you the time of day.
Yeah,
anymore.
For sure. Like, I'll throw everybody a bone here every now and then because it's always good engagement. That's what I tell everybody. I'm like, if you're going to talk shit to me, I'm going to use it to make money. You know?
I don't anymore.
Yeah.
And let me tell you why. Because I think a lot of these people that you know want to hate and like always throw shade your way, I think they get comedy. It's not that they don't get comedy. They get it.
I kind of beg to differ. I feel like some of these people fucking have the personality of a dry sock.
Oh, I agree.
You know?
I agree. But some of these like professional trolls, I think what their main goal is to...
What a title.
Right. Professional troll. They're there. As soon as I said that, you had somebody in your mind.
I mean, right? Just you everybody know. Online.
Right.
Literally everybody. Yeah, actually. I'm going through it this week.
Do you want to say it and then we can have John scrub it?
No, it's fine.
Do you
fine.
Want to tell me?
No, I'm just going through.
Do you
want to
lay down
getting...
on the couch and tell me about it?
We can lay down on the couch.
I'm a doctor.
Do you want to play doctor?
Yeah.
We can. I love how he's like, yeah.
Yeah. No, so I think what their main, a lot of these people main goal is to try to, that they don't have the talent or the charisma or the know-how to build a platform, right?
Right.
And the only way that they will get a platform like that is if they get your platform. So once you say their name or read their comment or something, you just gave that person that you cannot stand your platform for those 30 seconds. Otherwise, they would have had nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even give them the you know satisfaction of me saying their name or reading their comment.
Yeah, no, that actually like hits home because I've been going through it this week where I'm just getting attacked online for no fucking reason. And
they'll stop if you stop responding.
I know. Jay yelled at me last night. He's like, you gotta just stop. And I try to always respond tactfully and like gracefully, but it just gets to a point where it's like, how many times can I fucking defend myself? Like, go fucking tell it on the mountain.
You know how many times I've called Kelsey?
Aww.
I'm like, girl, what are you doing right now?
Aww.
Right? I love Kelsey. We talked about Kelsey earlier. I love her to death.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly Kelsey.
She is a beautiful soul. She is a really good person.
She really
is. And I don't care what you think about her. It ain't going to change my opinion of her. I know her personally. So don't even.
Same.
You know, she's a great person. A lot of these people that people, you know, constantly come after are good people.
Yeah.
Right? And
they're just taken out of context.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
It's got to be different, though, for a female creator.
Yeah.
Right? Because women are more...
If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, BUNNIE, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, BUNNIE, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, BUNNIE, at LumiDeodorant.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
women tend to hold on to things a little bit longer than men, right? Especially like if I like have some beef with somebody, like I may not even tell Crystal about it. I'm like, yeah, you know, because like I'll be over it. If that person comes to me and they apologize, I'm over it. Like,
that's how
cool,
I am.
Appreciate it, right? Most women will hold on to that and they're like, well, you remember back in 1995 when you said this? Like, I don't remember that.
Like,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? So I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think it's different being a?
I feel like being a woman creator, I get attacked by men more.
Really?
So I literally get attacked by men online all day, every day. Way more. I have so much. My whole following is women.
For like, what?
Oh, men are just, she's a gold digger. It's just the same shit. She's a hoe.
Wait,
she was
not
a whore. She's
you're
a gold
not
digger.
A gold digger?
No. My husband was the fucking gold digger. Okay.
Right, right. But, I loved y'all's documentary on Hulu, by the way.
Oh,
if you haven't watched it, y'all got to watch it. That is a phenomenal. Yes.
I'm so proud of him. I appreciate him so much.
I'm proud of both of y'all.
I appreciate
like
that.
One thing that I tell people, because everybody asks me, they're like, how is Jelly and Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I always tell them the same thing. I'm like, they are the most genuine, like down to earth people that I have met that is in the position that they're in. Like, I really feel like if I was up near Nashville and my car broke down, I could pick up my phone and call you or Jelly, and y'all would either come pick me up on the side of the road or Jelly would show up with wrenches to help me fix it.
Yeah.
You know, that's
absolutely
the type of people y'all are.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
And I really appreciate y'all being like that.
No, and we feel like the same way about you guys and your family. You guys are just like salt of the earth humans. But let's take it back to when
she's like, stop talking about me. We want to talk about you.
I always do that. Everybody always says that. Let's take it back though. When did you get on TikTok? What year?
Well, during the pandemic,
everybody got on in 2020.
Yeah.
Like literally that's when we were like, okay, I think that was like where the personality stood out. You either became a fucking troll or you became a fucking creator.
Well, see, I didn't do anything with it for like months and months,
Same. I was the same way. I refused. I was like, I'm not getting on fucking TikTok.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. That's a bunch of teenage girls.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not dancing and fucking shaking my ass.
I had never done any kind of content or anything, but I was scrolling one day and I seen a dude telling a joke, and he's a pretty decent sized creator, right? I won't mention his name. Me and him are mutuals now. But I was scrolling through and I seen somebody telling a joke, and I was like, and it had like a bunch of views and like people were just praising him, and I was like, thought the comedic timing wasn't even that good. Like,
right.
I can do this better.
Yeah.
You know? So I started doing videos. I started doing joke videos with Crystal. When I first started out, it was me standing with the, you know, forward facing camera and Crystal behind me. I'm like, hey, Crystal, you want to hear a joke? And she'd always say, no, not really. And I'd be like, yeah, I don't care. And then I would tell the joke, right?
Right.
So that's where the, yeah, I don't care comes from.
Right.
And then, you know, it's like we talked about earlier, you know, 2020, 2021, it's not a good time to be telling jokes because you hell, I don't have a damn clue what you can say anymore. You know, it may be fine today. Tomorrow it's, you know, not good.
Literally, so, can be used against you. Have you ever been canceled?
Oh, yeah.
He said, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're part of the cancel club too?
Everybody is.
I love
you know?
That.
I think the biggest I ever got canceled was a video that me and Blake did. And it was a mom with her baby, and she was trying to elicit a response, right?
Right.
And she's like, this is my baby. And the baby couldn't even talk. She's like, this is my baby, and he's gay, right? So me and Blake stitched the video, and I said, this is my son, and he's gay. And he said, no, the hell I ain't. And I laughed, and the video ended. Not homophobic in the least. Like, I could care less what you do with your life.
Yeah. Who cares? You're not allowed to not be gay.
Right, right. And people got tore down over that video. I mean, I made a lot of good friends out of that video, but I was just like, it still blows my mind of like how many people got offended over that video.
Mm.
And it's like, yo, if you look at the video, it's not, you know, it was not said in a way that was like, oh, it's wrong if you are,
right.
You know, like, judge not lest you be judged. I don't care what you do, you know, like, we've all got our own downfalls and everything. And I don't even consider that a downfall. Live your life like you want to live it.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, it's 2020s.
But does anybody ever really get canceled?
No, canceling's fake.
It really is. Like, people are mad at you. They get mad at you and you get a ton of hate for like a week and then it goes away.
A person can't get canceled. A brand can. And we're seeing that right now, you know, with the whole Bud Light controversy or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, a person getting canceled, no.
Yeah.
Because either you, what are you going to do? You're gonna come take my phone away from me?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Going to put me in timeout?
And it goes back to that whole thing like we were just talking about. Like, look at the intent of the person telling the joke.
Yeah.
Like, was that person's intent
spirit,
to
yeah.
be hateful? Mm-hmm. Or was that person's intent to make others laugh and make others happy?
Yeah.
It's not hard to figure out.
Yeah.
You know?
People look for just the bad and everything.
Oh, 100%.
There's literally like just, there's good and bad people, people who love us. And then there's people who are just waiting for us to post to pick it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever a point where you looked at your online following and you're like, holy shitballs, this is getting to be a lot. Like just yeah. Like how many, the number, you know,
yeah, so
like I have 3.7 on one and 1.8 on the other. And I'm just mm-hmm. like, I can't believe this many people even care,
mm-hmm.
you know, like it's just insane.
So that first account that I had where I would tell Crystal jokes, I had like 600,000 followers and, it got permanently banned one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just as I had found that little niche of like mm-hmm. stitching videos and saying, yeah, I don't care. You know, and then given a fun fact, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every one of those videos was going viral at that moment. So that video, that account got taken down. I already had like, I felt like a head start.
Right.
You know, I had 600,000 followers and that account got banned.
They took one of mine too. TikTok back in the day used to fucking just ban you
right.
for nothing.
Well, and I had a lot of community guidelines violations mm-hmm. from some of the jokes,
yeah.
you know. Stuff that I didn't know that I couldn't, you know, joke about or whatever. But I went through like the whole, you know, stages of grief in about 2 hours with that, like, you know, the acceptance, denial, you know, anger
yeah.
and everything. And I had a backup account. It was Crystal's account, you know, just Crystal Nunley.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, I think like 3,000 followers on it, people that had just followed her for me. And I jumped on it and I was just doing a live, you know, hey guys, submit tickets for me. And somebody came on there and they was like, dog, why are you even bothering? We already got your account banned. Right. And it lit a fire under me.
Yeah.
I ended the live, got off the live, started pumping out videos. 30 days later, I had 3 million followers
wow.
on that account.
That's crazy.
It absolutely lit a fire. Like, tell me I can't do something and I'm going to prove you wrong every time.
Absolutely. Every
so
fucking time.
I think after that first 30 days, like I was just like,
let's fucking
holy
go.
Shit.
That's amazing. Yeah. And now look at you. Like, do you ever, okay, so when you do retire from being in the Air Force, are you going to do social media full time?
I think what my goal is, never tell God your plans,
right.
you know, he'll laugh at you. but you know, what I think I would like to do is stand up.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I've been, I'm really good at public speaking. Like mm-hmm. I can stand in front of, you know, 500,000 people and wouldn't even get nervous. Like it does not bother me at all. And I preached a good bit. Like every time somebody dies back home, Justin, will you preach the funeral? And, you know, because I kind of keep it lighthearted a little bit, you know,
right.
but still, you know, honor that person's memory and everything. So anytime there's like a public speaking type thing, like I always get thrown into it. Stop asking me to do those. It sucks.
Yeah, okay? That's got to be just terrible.
But so I've always been really good at public speaking. I think I'd be very good at stand up. So that's probably the route I'll go.
That's amazing. Danae Hayes was just on the podcast mm-hmm. and she's looking into going into stand-up too.
Yeah.
I'll have to introduce you guys. Do you guys know each other?
Mm-hmm. No.
You guys are, it would be hilarious
yeah, I've
together.
Seen, I've seen some of her videos. She used to play softball for Alabama.
Yeah.
Right. I do know that. And you know, I'm a big Roll Tide. You know,
so. I love that. Yeah. Jay just did a celebrity softball game and he called me and he's like, baby, I need a girl who's good at softball. I said, mm-hmm. well, I know one. She's a lesbian and she played pro softball. Mm-hmm. And he was like, call her. Danae went and fucking they won like the championship. Mm-hmm. He played with her, I think Mandy, just a whole bunch of celebrities. Like
right.
it was really cool. So.
Yeah, I kept up with that softball thing. You know, like I used to play some softball back in the day. And
did
I was
you?
Like, damn, Jelly
oh, no, did, Danae did. Yeah.
Jelly didn't ask me to play.
Oh,
that's cool. You know?
Next year.
Yeah.
Next year for
yeah.
sure.
I don't know. My back's broken down now.
Oh.
You know? I'm yeah.
You don't want to elaborate?
I'm getting old.
Oh, I didn't know if like
it
you hurt yourself like or fell off a fucking aircraft or something.
No.
Not
no,
a
I don't
cool
go
story.
Around the aircraft. I
no.
build bombs.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, so it's a little career field called munitions, ammo. We short, you know, ammo for
Justin,
short.
Justin, why do you hide all this? This is so cool.
I don't know.
It's hot. A lot of people are going to think this is attractive.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it hot?
You build bombs? Like, that's crazy,
well,
right?
I mean, no, let's not get it twisted. Like, I'm not smart. I'm not in there, you know, mixing the chemicals and shit. We're just like, they're like, you know, already like a big bomb. And we're just like putting Lego pieces on it to make it blow up.
But still, that's amazing that you are, you know, you fight for our country and you build the fucking ammo that our country fights with. Like, mm-hmm. That's really dope.
Warheads on foreheads.
There we go.
My favorite military saying in our career field is for our penetrator bombs. It's penetration before detonation.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell
that applies with sex, too.
I was going to say, I was going to tell that to my husband next time.
Yeah.
Yeah, next time Jay gets into bed and wants some fucking...
penetration before detonation.
He's going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because I'm always saying like weird ass shit to him. So what can we look forward to in the next year for you?
Hell if I know.
You just fly by the seat of your pants.
Yep.
Love that.
I do.
Just fucking let's roll,
don't have
baby.
A clue what I'm doing.
That's amazing. I think that's the way to live.
It is.
Because I swear the more you try to control the narrative, it just, the universe is always like, nope, mm-mm. Not happening.
No, just like... balancing all that with my ADHD, you know?
Why don't you tell them about how you almost missed the podcast today?
So that was your fault. I'm going to say it was your fault.
Yeah.
Even though it was totally my fault. So when we initially, it was last week, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In just 1 week time in my head, this shit got so, you know, jumbled up. But so you had originally said the 20th, mm-hmm. right? Which was yesterday, right? And you said, no, I've got a photo shoot. Let's do it on the 21st. I said, okay. And then you book the Airbnb for the 21st and the 22nd, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. In my head, I was like, oh, she wants me there a day early, and we're doing the podcast. I never looked back to see the date.
Yeah.
I was like, she's wanting me there a day early to make sure I'm there, right? And then, you know, I go do the podcast, and then we've got the room that next night, you know?
Yeah.
And then we roll out the next day. And, yeah, I was wrong.
No,
yeah.
You're okay.
Bunny hits me up at like 11 o'clock, and she's like, hey, just making sure you made it in town. I'm like, it's kind of an odd question to ask a day early, but no, I'm not here yet. I'm in Montgomery, or was I in Birmingham?
I'm not sure. You said I'm a few hours away, and I was like, it was already 11:30, and I was like, we got to start a podcast at 2. I was like, few hours.
So I was still confused. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'm in Birmingham. I thought I was in Birmingham, and I said, you know, I'll be in probably about 2 o'clock, and she said, her, you know, where it shows that she's texting, it's just ... And I was like, did I fuck this up? So I text her back. I'm like, the podcast is tomorrow, right? And then all I get is, no, it's today. Oh, I got this.
No, I wasn't mad at all. I actually needed the extra hour of sleep. So that's why I was like, if you want to do tomorrow, that's fine too. So tomorrow we have like, I think Jason Alexander, Britney Spears' ex-husband coming on. So... Mm-hmm. We could have just fit you in right away. But I'm happy that you made it here today.
You've got to ask him about all these conspiracy theories surrounding her.
I am.
Are you going to be able to?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's ready to talk. He said he's been talking to her.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I mean, he does interviews with the huge fucking like news outlets.
Have you seen the guy, and I don't even know if he still has an account anymore, where he was basically trying to say that her and Justin Timberlake like died in a car wreck.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna ask him all this. Literally, I'm gonna just go down all the conspiracy theory questions and just be like,
it's wild.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's so hard to know if anybody's telling the truth these days.
You don't have a clue
at all.
I don't trust any. I do not trust anything unless I see it with my own two eyes in person.
Yeah,
because stuff can be chopped up and cut
up.
Well,
people lie on me all the time. Yeah. So it's like I can only imagine being in Britney Spears's fucking. Mm-hmm. You know, people are probably just from her past or just trying to always get, you know, some sort of tea on her just to spill it. So
it's wild.
Yeah,
like,
I can only imagine. Yeah.
For what game?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, though. I'd love to have him on the podcast, so we'll see how that goes.
That's fine.
Justin, I'm so happy you made it today.
Thanks for having me.
Dude, see, come back anytime.
I told you we could make it a full hour without talking about sex.
I almost... had a couple slip ups.
We had a slip up or two, but it's fine.
We're gonna go play doctor though, right?
Yes.
Okay. After
yes.
this.
Well, I'm a professional bomb builder, amateur gynecologist.
So you're good with your hands.
Yes.
Very good with your
Do
hands.
Do you think
Ladies,
gynecologists get tunnel vision?
Probably. Listen, I was a gynecologist for a day.
Huh? Hold up. Listen, we're not ending the podcast yet. So tell us about this.
I was a gynecologist for a day. And can I tell you that I never knew I have a vagina? Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that when it's spread open, and there's documentation of me doing this, putting the thing in, so spreading the hole open and having to put a fucking Q-tip up there. It looked like whenever you take a turkey and you go to stuff it for Thanksgiving. And my intrusive thoughts won. And I was like, oh, it's kind of like a turkey, you know, because it's just it's exactly what it looked like. And I was like, there is no way in hell that mine looks like this. And I mean, I guess they all do when they're just spread
open.
It
looks like
that.
A catfish.
Oh, God.
Like when you catch catfish and you're holding them with your finger.
I've never caught a damn catfish.
Catch catfish and look down in its mouth.
Oh, my. Just ridged. Oh, God. Yeah, no, it was definitely an experience.
What put you into this position of being a gynecologist for a day?
So I do a series.
Would you like the sex worker micro?
No.
Like dirty jobs.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's called Working Girl.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I go and I do.
Nailed it.
Yep, I go and I do different jobs, where the first one was we went down on a farm and I had to be a farm girl for a day, and that was fucking hilarious because I'm a city girl. And then the second one, we haven't filmed anymore after this because we've just been so busy, but the second one was I was a gynecologist for the day because one of my doctors was like, yeah, come use my practice and I have patients who want to meet you and they're going to let you, you know, examine
them. How long
ago
was this being?
About a year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where can I find this footage?
We'll send it to you.
Okay.
We'll send you the episode. It's fucking hilarious.
There's something else you got to send me. I've already hit Jelly up. We'll talk about it after this.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to have you call him and ask him yourself.
Bet.
Yeah, because I think it'll be more special.
Oh, no. Different from that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. We'll talk about it.
No, you remember, was you at the Opry with us when he performed with Gary?
He's performed with Gary a couple times. I went to the first one. Where?
No, you weren't there. Okay. You weren't there that night.
Yeah.
No, not the night that y'all had all the, like, I think Jelly bought out, like, what was it? The Cracker Barrel that night?
Probably. He's ridiculous.
I love that.
He's
dude.
He's so funny.
But
dude.
No, it was the night that he came in to perform with Gary, one of Gary's songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. He loves Gary. Like, he loves Gary. Like, that's his boy. Jay loves everybody. Like, my husband is just a big old fucking teddy bear.
Well, I grew up on Haystack and Jelly, so.
Wow, yeah. I never knew that.
That takes it way. Well, grew up listening.
So
not
this,
with
this
them.
Jelly is the one you grew up on.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love that. Shout out Native in Nashville for making me this shirt, by the way, our girl love Amber. It. Tell people where they can find you if they don't know who you are already. What's your social medias and plug
xvideos.com.
those. Yeah. No, is that even still a thing? I used to upload my porn.
Oh, it's still there. It's still there. I just used it the other day. No,
while you were driving.
Yeah,
from
no,
Birmingham.
You can find me. You can find. Yeah, it's what are those little boxes you can plug into your car? They be advertising it that you can watch Netflix on your screen on your TV. People ain't watching Netflix on these screens.
No, while they're driving.
They watching buttholes.
I love buttholes.
You know they are.
Love a good butthole.
Mm-hmm. Do you know everybody has their own unique butthole print?
Yeah, it's like a fingerprint.
Yeah, it's weird, ain't it?
Yeah.
Do you know that you can have chocolates made into your like butthole print?
Yes, everybody sends me that fucking ad because they want me to do it. We should do it. That should be an episode of me making chocolate buttholes.
Who's going to make the mold?
You, on my butthole. You waxed my vagina before. She's waxed my fucking one pussy lip. She got one pussy lip. After that, I was like, I'm not coming. His manager's like, okay.
Who
this,
did the other one?
Huh?
Or did you just go in there looking like Cruella DeVille?
I went and got it professionally waxed after that. Women that wax their beavers at home on their own are fucking crazy savages. Like, there's no way. It fucking hurts so bad. I was just like, bro, I was crying.
Well, you're having damn hair ripped off.
On a lip. That's like having hair ripped off your ball.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, no thank you. I'm just good.
Sensitive, thin skin.
No thank you.
All right, so back to dropping your socials. Yep, what are they? Your manager's over here giving me the eye like, shut up, bitch.
It's Justin Danger Nunley. Just look up Justin. I'm verified on every platform.
So. Look at you, yeah. Old blue check mark.
I just got YouTube this week. That was
you can
a
get
flex.
Verified on YouTube?
Yeah. You ain't yet. It was the easiest one. Like after you hit 100,000 subs, you just...
I have almost 400,000.
Have you done the email yet?
No, that's what I have a manager and fucking WME for.
Super easy. Easy. You got
dude,
this,
I had to fight TikTok to get my verification. Like had to fight them. They were not trying
kinda,
to give it to me.
I kind of got lucky with TikTok because... How I got my verification on there was through like a company. They was like, how are you not verified on here yet? They're like, I know a dude at TikTok. And so he said, submit your thing to me. And then once he got it, he was like, oh, this is why they're not verifying you. Like, this link is not good. This link's not good. Use this link here. And then I submitted it and, you know, like 2 days.
I don't ever get that lucky. I have to fight for shit. So, really? Yeah, that's amazing that happened for you.
Yeah.
Love that. That Justin, sucks. Are you going to come back and visit me?
Please.
All right. Please come back anytime. Yeah. Well, I usually like to do like have my guests come back like once a year. Just check in.
Let's do it.
Talk about
it. It's just like a, do you go to the gynecologist once a year?
Absolutely.
Is that what women do?
You have to.
I don't know.
Come
I've
and get
I've
your yearly checkup
one.
Here. What about a proctologist? Do you guys go to
I've
a
never done that yet.
Oh, he said not yet. Oh, it's no. Coming. You'll have to go.
I'm going to try to find like a little short Asian doctor to do my first prostate exam.
Just tiny little fingers
just
in there.
Just give me the tip. Just the tip.
Can you imagine like that's what you want to do with your life?
No, there's a dude at MELPS, right? That when you go into the military, there is a dude. And I've thought about him a lot, right? Because like he makes you drop your pants in your underwear, and then you have to bend over and spread your cheeks apart. There's no telling how many assholes this guy has looked at.
And
everybody,
smelled.
Well, I went through the military processing here in Nashville. Like anybody that joined the military.
Why are they checking your assholes? Just for drugs?
I think for like, no, hell, fuck if I know.
They're just having you guys drop them
no,
and spread them?
Maybe
it's a part of like humility or like they're just trying to.
Well, I mean this.
Mold in your butthole?
You know what I thought it was for when I went through? Because this was before they repealed the don't ask, don't tell.
Right.
I think that they was
trying
thought,
to
that's
see.
That's what I thought when I went through. I was like, they trying to see if I'm gay or not.
Can you tell from a butthole if somebody's gay?
Hell if I know. I ain't never looked at one.
Justin, we're about to get canceled. We're on our way to getting canceled.
You know what?
Right
I bet
now.
We could go to X Videos and see, though.
Yeah. You know? I'm going to Google this.
I don't know.
As soon as I
is
get
it for
here.
Hemorrhoids?
Yeah, look it up because I need to know now.
We need an answer.
And we're not mocking any sort of thing. We just want to know, like, why is the military checking buttholes?
Even Reddit doesn't know.
Contraband?
Why do you think, Brent? I thought it was hemorrhoids. See,
can do hemorrhoids?
Someone said hemorrhoids.
Do hemorrhoids? But do hemorrhoids hinder you from doing your job? Because I've had a roid before, and I can do my job great.
That would be like a hernia. No, they're checking for hernias, ain't they?
Hernias is in your stomach. Hernias is...
Can you blow a hernia out your butt?
No, it's in your stomach.
You sure?
The only thing that's coming out of your ass is a hemorrhoid. Women get them after they have birth.
What were they looking for then? You think that dude? You think that dude even worked for the damn government?
Listen, if you guys know what they're checking for, please let us know in the comments because we really want to know. Mimi's over here searching. We want to know.
I thought about him not too long ago because that was 18 years ago. That dude was like, he was old then. He's got to be dead by now.
Oh, and that was his.
He
life.
Spent his golden years looking at buttholes.
I mean, maybe it was. I'm just wondering what medical reason is coming out of your asshole besides a hemorrhoid.
Man, that's
or a fissure. You can get a fissure.
What's that?
It's like a just a big old gaping sore.
Huh. On
your butt. Never mind. Anyways, Justin.
Google that.
Yeah, Google that.
For sure.
That's your next TikTok. Hey, listen, did you know? thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week. Bye.